kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Welcome to My Peraan, kung saan tayo gagabayan ng mga eksperto sa pagharap sa mga hamon ng cost of living, mapautang ipon insurance tax o property at diskarte sa negosyo.
My Peraan.
My Peraan.
Ako si Christina Lazo at samahan niyo akong alamin ang konsepto ng capital gains tax patungkol sa property, mapabahay, investment o new build. Nagbabalik ang mortgage broker na si Miss Maria Papa. Kamusta kayo, Miss Maria?
Hello, Christina.
Thank you so much dahil binigyan niyo kami ng oras. Unang-una po, capital gains tax. Ano po ang simpleng paraan para mapaintindi ito sa ating mga kababayan?
I'll explain two terminologies. Yung una is capital gains. Capital gains is, let's say, you purchase a property for $500,000. Over the next 10 years, umakyat yung halaga ng property to $1 million. Yung difference between $1 million and $500,000, which is $500,000, yun yung capital gains. Umakyat eh, yung halaga. So, umakyat yung... Okay. Yung capital gains tax naman is yung tax na babayaran mo dun sa gain nung $500,000. This will be based dun sa tax bracket mo kung saan ka. It will be added on top of your income. So, let's say, kumita ka ng $500,000, di ba? Dun sa pagbebenta mo. Taxable income is $100,000. So, yung $500,000, idadagdag mo dun sa $100,000 mo. So you will be taxed based on the $600,000, which is of course the top of the market. So that's capital gains tax.
So pag-usapan po natin ngayon ang mga established na property, di po ba? Kasi may bagong reports or ulat patungkol dito na magbabago ang polisiya sa discount or diskwento sa CGT or sa capital gains tax.
That's true, Christina, no? So di ba yung federal budget, ni-reform yung negative gearing and capital gains tax, in the past, meron tinatawag na 50% CGT, capital gains tax, CGT. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Kung katulad ng example ko nung nakaraan, sabi ko, binili mo ng $500,000 in the past, and that seriously ha, before the pandemic, ganyan yung mga halaga ng properties. Tapos umakyat siya ng $1 million, yung $500,000 mo, imbis na itatax ka based on $500,000 with the 50% CGT, itatax ka based on $250,000. So, ang laki nung masesave mo na babayaran mong tax sa gobyerno. But, having said that, so this has been going on for a number of years since the 1980s. So, this was one way in which property investors are benefiting from this 50% CGT kasi they pay less tax. Mas malaki yung papasok sa iyong, doon sa kinita with that 50% CGT. And that's a good thing. But moving forward, federal budget, ano, they are eliminating yung 50% CGT. So, hindi mo na pwedeng gamitin yan. You will be taxed according to ano talaga yung kinita ng investment mo. Yun yung buong 500,000 na yun. Dadagdag on top of your taxable income at matatax based on the 600, not on the 250 plus 100,000 or not on the 350.
Ito po ay para sa established na property. Ngayon, tama po ba? Iba ang lagay sa brand new builds. Tama po ba?
Sa brand new build naman, ngayon with the federal budget changes and reform, meron namang konting pakonsuelo, okay? Tinanggal nga yung 50% CGT, no? Pero ngayon, it's inflation-based discount naman yung ibibigay. So let's say, binili mo ng 500,000 yung property. Kung anong inflation for that particular year? So let's say, for the next 10 years, tinanganan mo yung property. Yung inflation niya was around 20%. So yung 20% ng 500,000 is 100,000. So parang, ang magiging base cost mo na is not 500,000 but $600,000. So let's say, after mga 10 years, kasi babagal na pag-akyat ng halaga ng property, hindi mo naman sasabing dodoble yan. After 10 years, $800,000 na yung halaga ng bahay at ibinenta mo for $800,000. So yung capital gains mo is $800,000 minus $600,000. So magiging $200,000 na lang yung capital gains mo. So tinanggal nga nila yung 50% CGT, pero may pakonsuelo nga na inflation-based adjusted naman yung base cost ng bahay mo.
Aklaruhin po natin, Ms. Maria, tax-free kapag tinirhan ninyo ang property?
Established properties, from the 1st of July 2027, wala na yung 50% CGT discount. So if you sell before the 1st of July 2027, which is next financial year, subject pa siya sa 50% CGT, whether it's brand new or established, okay pa yon. After the 1st of July 2027, and you still keep your established property, let's say, di ba? Pero yung 50% CGT move will only apply up to the 1st of July, up to the 30th of June 2027. After that, inflation-based adjusted na yung magiging calculation ng CGT mo. Okay, if you own that property prior to May 12, 2026. Now, moving forward, if you purchase a new property as an investment property from the 1st of July 2027, if you sell that after, you have a choice. Because it's a new property, you have a choice between the 50% CGT allowed pa if it's a new property, di ba? So negative gearing is allowed. 50% CGT is allowed as well. Or you can choose the inflation-based adjusted. Ngayon, paano mo pipiliin? Siyempre, whichever will help you pay less tax, yun yung pipiliin mo. It all boils down sa numbers. So siyempre, if you are in that position na magbebenta ka na and you're still working, or whichever, no, speak to your accountant. Because ang magkakalculate yan for you, sa tanongin mo siya, ano ba pwede na namin ibenta? Magkano ba ang magiging tax namin? Now, another reform that the government did is, dati kasi, ang ginagawa ng mga investors, binibenta na nila pag wala na silang kinikita, retired na sila. Diba? So, zero income nila. Siyempre, pagka nagbenta sila, tumito sila ng half a million, based on half a million. So, wala na siyang, di ba sabi ko kanina, example ko, kumikita pa siya 100,000, ipapatong mo yung 500,000, di ba? Ang tax mo is based on 600. Ngayon, kung wala silang kinikita, zero, plus 500,000, di ba ang kinita nila, based on 500,000 lang yung magiging 50% CGT mo. Pero ngayon, dahil wala na ngayon 50% CGT, minimum na nila, whether you're earning or not, is 30% ang magiging tax. Kasi para kang tinatax na based dun sa nagtatrabaho ka pa. Kasi, you know, in the past kasi people were taking advantage of this 50% CGT na binibenta na lang nila yung property when they retired. So ngayon, ang gusto kasi ng gobyerno, magbenta na ngayon as soon as possible para ma-release na yung property sa market and first home buyers can get into the market now. So that's something na gusto nang mangyari ng gobyerno natin, which is why they did this federal budget reform.
Okay, sige, sana po naintindihan ang mga nakikinig sa atin. Alam kong puro mga numbers o numero ang sinabi natin kanina, pero sana po naintindihan nila ito. But ngayon po, Ms. Maria, ano po ang final message ninyo para makabuelo ang mga kababayan natin patungkol sa property?
Alright, these federal budget changes were made so that the price of mga bahay becomes more affordable, allowing first home buyers to get into the market. Ngayon, ang nangyayari na ngayon, nakikita na po namin na yung mga investors, they're moving sideways. Yung mga investor loans, yung mga utang ng mga investors, sinasabi ng mga banko, ang laki nang nawawala na. Marami na, ilang percent, siguro mga 20%, wala umaalis na yung mga investors dito sa market. No? Wala nang umuutang for investment purposes. So with less investors moving forward, ang mga first home buyers makakapasok na, no? But we also have to remember, meron pa rin housing supply shortage kasi marami pa rin pumapasok na migrants dito sa Australia, di ba? So, tapos hindi naman nakaka-cope yung mga construction companies, mga builders na magpatayo ng maraming bahay to accommodate yung mga demand for houses. At the same time, ang nangyayari ngayon is nagmamahal ang presyo ng pagpapatayo ng bahay, di ba? Mga contractor, syempre, yung mga sila Eden Bray, yung mga Metricon, syempre nagiging mahal yung construction price nila, which also contributes dun sa unaffordability sa market ng mga bahay. Now, it is difficult, no? Yung siyempre, gusto mo siyempre makabili ng property na may growth, at the same time, maganda yung renta para hindi siya mahirap tanganan in terms of cash flow, para hindi naman masyadong luging-lugi ka. Diba? So, I think the best way for you to move forward is to speak to a mortgage broker, show you kung magkano talaga magiging possible lugi mo. Of course, you also have to consult an accountant for it. And at the end of the day, is it worth to invest in properties na hopefully makakakuha ka naman ng growth in the future? It may not be as much as what it used to be, but as long as may growth siya at hindi siya mabigat ng hanan, property is one way to build wealth until now. Hindi naman mawawala yan. But it's not as lucrative as it used to be. That's my payo sa mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon, Christina.
Maraming salamat kay Miss Maria Papa sa uulitin po.
Oh, yeah. Happy. I would like to discuss anything about finance with you, Christine.
Maraming salamat. At kung may nais kayong itanong na may kinalaman sa finance, investments, mortgage, insurance, negosyo at iba pa, i-email ang filipino.program@sbs.com.au. Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera dahil sa tulong ng mga eksperto, may peraan.
May peraan.
May peraan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.